The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how vitamin D supplements at preclinical stage prevented MS in mice. Vitamin D, but not paracalcitol, a vitamin D analog, can be used as a preventative measure to control the severity of multiple sclerosis, according to a new study of mice. The study, Preclinical Therapy with Vitamin D3 in Experimental Encephalomyelitis, Efficacy and Comparison with Paracalcitol, was published in the International Journal of Molecular Science. Many studies have investigated the benefits of vitamin D supplementation for MS with mixed results. A team led by Alexandria Santori, PhD, at Sao Paulo State University, Brazil, has been using experimental autoimmune encephalomyelitis, an animal model of MS, to show that administration of vitamin D during the preclinical phase of the disease could be prophylactic. The preclinical phase of a disease is the period of time when symptoms are not yet apparent, but the disease is biologically present. We recently observed that an early intervention with vitamin D delivered 24 hours after experimental encephalomyelitis induction prevented neurodegeneration, the researchers wrote. The team wanted to know what happens when vitamin D is given later during the preclinical phase of the disease. More specifically, vitamin D was given to EAE mice every other day, starting 7 days after the induction of experimental encephalomyelitis, when the autoimmune response is already established. Vitamin D promotes normal calcium absorption in the intestine, but vitamin D supplements can cause hypercalcemia, that is, they can raise calcium levels in the blood above normal. The fact that vitamin D causes hypocalcemia cannot be neglected because of its pathophysiological consequences, the researchers wrote. Therefore, they compared the effects of vitamin D with those of paracalcitol, a compound that is structurally similar to vitamin D, but does not result in higher than normal calcium levels in the blood. Using EAE mice, the researchers found that vitamin D, but not paracalcitol, reduced the clinical stages of disease. However, as expected, vitamin D increased serum calcium levels compared with those in healthy, untreated mice. Next, the researchers asked if vitamin D could reduce inflammation and demyelination, the loss of protective myelin sheath surrounding nerve fibers and the hallmark of MS in the central nervous system. Indeed, microglia, specialized immune cells of the central nervous system, in vitamin D-treated mice expressed lower levels of MHC class II molecules compared with those in untreated or paracalcitol-treated groups. MHC class II are molecules loaded with antigens, which are able to trigger an immune response that are presented to immune cells such as T cells. In MS, where T cells turn against proteins in the CNS, fewer MHC class II molecules on the surface of antigen-presenting cells could mean T cells can be tamed. While all EAE mice showed signs of demyelination, those treated with vitamin D had a smaller extension of demyelination, about a 2.5-fold reduction compared with untreated or paracalcitol-treated mice. Inflammation of the gut, where T cells hone before they migrate to the central nervous system, also was better controlled by vitamin D than by paracalcitol. Further experiments in vitro showed that vitamin D, but not paracalcitol, reduced the levels of certain pro-inflammatory signaling molecules called cytokines. Although the findings suggest that vitamin D, but not paracalcitol, has the potential to be used as a preventative therapy to control MS severity, the researchers wrote. This failure of paracalcitol was unexpected considering that previous publications attested protective ability by other vitamin D analogs, they added. This finding points to the need to thoroughly investigate and compare the numerous available vitamin D analogs concerning their immunomodulatory potential. Concerning the timing of vitamin D administration, our data highly suggest that there is a window of opportunity for vitamin D treatment in EAE, the researchers wrote. Our research indicates that vitamin D efficacy still takes place if therapy is postponed to the preclinical disease stage, even though its effect is less stringent as compared with more precocious or even prophylactic measures, as we and other authors have previously demonstrated.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Ayers, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from my column, Disabled to Enabled. How can I find certainty while living with an unpredictable illness? I glanced at the clock. 15:51. I was relieved. For some reason, I've been obsessed with time lately. I'm not sure if it's due to lockdown anxiety or the ups and downs of my MS, but time has just become a constant source of comfort to me. It's weird, isn't it? When we feel out of control with various parts of our life, we search for a constant, and time goes by every day without fail. I blame my husband for causing this obsession. After reading Atomic Habits, a book by habits expert James Clear, he's now added a digital clock in every room of our house, in an effort to increase his productivity. Because who doesn't want to know that they shower for exactly 4 minutes? I support whatever he does. The problem with having digital clocks everywhere is that it's caused me to develop some sort of weird obsession with time. It all started right after I began experiencing tingling whenever I looked down. A few days later, I noticed that my hands felt a little bit strange. It was mild at first, but then it became more intense. Here we go again, I thought. My mind quickly went into a downward spiral. What if this happens? What if that happens? It was like the end of my world as I knew it. I'm fortunate that I haven't relapsed since being diagnosed 8 years ago. Over the past 8 years, I almost forgot what it was like to have something unplanned happen to your body. At first, I freaked out. Finally, I accepted that that's just how life with MS is. I don't think I'll ever be used to this feeling of uncertainty. A day later, my hands still felt burnt, as if someone had held a flame to them while I slept. On the surface, they looked normal. Nobody seems to understand what I mean. A day after that, my left leg decided to do the same thing. People without an illness don't know how lucky they are to not experience this. As silly as it sounds, the only thing that settled me and prevented a full-on panic attack was going to the bathroom at precisely 12:34, 10:02, 22:55, or 8:08, which I call Bob time, because the numbers look like they spell out Bob on a digital clock. The symmetry on the clock, for some reason, fills me with relief. It's official, I think my string of MS blips has made me lose it. Finding something constant is so essential when we have such an unpredictable illness. It gives us comfort in times of distress. I've spoken before about the roles that uncertainty and certainty play in our lives. Having an equal share of both is vital for our happiness. We get plenty of uncertainty from our bodies and the world around us. We need to balance this out with something certain. I think that's why time works so well for me. Do you have something that brings you certainty amid the chaos, however strange it may sound?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.